Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 70 degrees. The Kansas Supreme Court has ruled for the third time in 2 years that the state's spending on public schools is inadequate, despite an increase approved earlier this year.
The high court rejected arguments from the state that a new law phasing in a $548 million increase in funding over 5 years is enough to provide a suitable education for every child as specified in the state constitution. But in a nod to the legislature's effort, the court delayed its mandate until June 30th, 2019, or until further order of the court. Its decision allows Kansas schools to remain open for the upcoming school year. The court said that by making financial adjustments, the state can satisfy the remaining issues, largely to account for inflation in its school finance plan. The court last year found that parts of the school finance law were unfair to poor districts. The court said in its ruling Monday that the new law resolved those problems. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are following up on the shooting of 4 people during a gang-related disturbance in northeast Wichita. Some of the victims were inside their home Saturday afternoon in the 1400 block of North Harding, where multiple homes were hit by the gunfire coming from 2 street gangs. Officer Charlie Davidson read a statement from Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey.
The WPD will be increasing patrols in the area, allocating resources, and working with stakeholders to identify those responsible and involved to ensure they are held accountable. A continuation of this violence will not be tolerated. We need people who have information about this incident to work with our investigators.
The chief went on to say that so far, police detectives have received minimal cooperation from witnesses, slowing the investigation. The 4 people who were shot included a 66-year-old woman, a 48-year-old woman, an 18-year-old woman, and an 18-year-old man. They were all given medical care and released from a hospital. 3 teenage suspects have been charged for a June 9th shooting near the Keeper of the Plains.
The incident occurred when a 19-year-old female was exiting a Spots party bus. Police were initially called to a drive-by shooting near the Central and Nims area when a party bus was dropping off passengers and a 16-year-old suspect fired several gunshots at the bus, striking the victim. As a result of the investigation, a 16-year-old male was arrested and charged with criminal discharge of a firearm into an occupied vehicle and juvenile in possession of a firearm. A 17-year-old male was charged with carrying a concealed firearm, and an 18-year-old male was charged with a felon in possession of a firearm. Another vehicle was struck, but no one was injured. The woman was treated and released from a hospital. Police say this was not a random incident. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
A Lake County, California wildfire that seemed contained is now burning out of control, consuming more than 10,000 acres of land and destroying some homes in the process. Fox's Tom Baker reports from the scene.
The Pawnee Fire was holding steady at about 8,200 acres. Helicopters using water from Cache Creek Vineyards attacked each of the still smoldering major hotspots to prevent burning in unburned areas. But firefighters knew already that today was shaping up towards growth.
They're facing a lot of challenges with the terrain and the weather, creating some erratic winds.
Those winds came up, temperatures soared, and humidity plunged. The fire quickly went from remission to a full-blown relapse as hot spots flared up into flames, lots of flames.
Democrats appear to be on the defensive over comments made by California Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Waters all but encouraged members of the Trump resistance to harass members of the administration in public during a speech over the weekend. She now claims that's not what she meant.
I believe in peaceful, very peaceful protests. I have not called for the harm of anybody.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he doesn't like the tone of Waters' original comments.
I strongly disagree with those who advocate harassing folks if they don't agree with you.
Both White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen were recently forced to leave restaurants. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS, now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning still trickling down cent by cent, $2.54 today, so that's what we're looking at. The traffic conditions out there this morning looking fairly good. We do have, they actually did yesterday and I think over the weekend as well, they did take out that stoplight at Kellogg and 111th Street. So that project, or that trial of not having a stoplight there, has begun. It's going to go on for another couple of months. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have an area of low pressure well off to our northeast, and that's wrapping some cloud cover around it. We could see a shower or storm pop up through about mid-morning. Otherwise, breezy today with a high of 92. Tonight, there may be an isolated thunderstorm along a frontal boundary. Most of those will be to our east, though. Our low 73. Hot for tomorrow with a heat advisory in effect. Our high 101. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Today is Tuesday, June 26, 2018. Rain and milder temperatures across Kansas Monday. Wichita's high was 87 degrees. Normal high is 90. Now, we set a record yesterday. Rainfall recorded at Wichita, 1 7/200 of an inch. That was a record for the date. The previous record was set in 1939.
Ooh.
On this date in 1973, parts of Butler County were bombarded with baseball-sized hail. No details were reported regarding extent of damage or injuries. 1973, big hailstorm in Butler County. And on this date in 1977, Elvis Presley performed his last concert at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis,
yeah.
Big day for you Elvis fans. Last concert for Elvis.
Elvis is not around anymore, nor is the building around anymore.
U.S. Senator Joe Manchin cracked a rib of U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill while performing the Heimlich maneuver on the fellow Democrat when she began choking. A spokesman for Manchin says McCaskill began choking during a luncheon for Senate Democrats Thursday. Manchin used the Heimlich maneuver to dislodge the blockage in McCaskill's throat, but he cracked a rib in the process.
Ooh.
McCaskill says she's really grateful to Joe. She adds that a little bit of a sore rib for a couple of weeks is no big deal. How about that? Of course, she was a fellow Democrat. If she was a Republican, I'm sure that Joe would have done the same thing. I have a feeling those senators are, when they get in that situation, they don't care what party you're in. Just like when Reagan got shot and said to the doctor, "I hope you're a Republican." He was making a joke there. Police in Tennessee say a man forced a woman in a wheelchair out of her car before he stole and crashed the vehicle.
Mm.
Oak Ridge police say the woman wasn't injured when the carjacking occurred Saturday in a restaurant parking lot. Deputies with the Anderson County Sheriff's Office located the vehicle and a pursuit ensued. Suspect crashed the vehicle near an intersection. He was taken to the University of Tennessee Medical Center for treatment of undisclosed injuries.
Idiot.
His identity and condition were not released. There you go.
Justice would have him end up in a wheelchair. Come
carjacking
on now.
Carjacking a
woman in a wheelchair. That's terrible.
Yike. Well, you know, we share the stories of those who, every morning, you know, those who are somewhat at odds with normalcy. With the 4th of July holiday falling on Hump Day, a few less Americans may be celebrating and spending. That's right. It's going to be on Wednesday, the next Wednesday.
Smack dab in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. You can't have a 3-day weekend. You can't even have a 4-day weekend this year. You have to finagle a 5-day weekend, which a lot of people probably can't do.
The 4th is a week from tomorrow, in case you haven't heard about it. And according to the National Retail Federation, more than 216 million Americans, 87%, plan to observe Independence Day next month. 87%.
Who are the 13% that aren't observing Independence Day?
Hey, and that's slightly,
commies,
slightly down from last
anarchists.
Year's 219 million, so fewer.
Who are those 13%? Well, come on now.
People who decided that America's not that big a deal, in the Independence Day anyway. Maybe they'd say, well, you know, it's there. We've got it. It'll always be there. Nothing's going to change. So there it is.
I guess I'd have to look at it the other way. You know, if I lived in Denmark, would I be observing whatever the National Day, is in Denmark? Would I care or not?
Yeah.
Hmm. At least you would think if I lived there that I would at least observe it in some way.
You should have some feeling for your home country, the motherland or the fatherland or whatever.
I think me celebrating it basically is directly dependent on whether or not I get the day off or not.
Hey, that's a lot of people, probably.
If I have to work, there's really not a whole lot I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, you could say, at least 153 million Americans are planning a cookout or picnic with friends and family. 153 million. They will spend a total of about $6.9 billion on the food for their festivities. So Kroger is ready. Hey! The first and second and third, Kroger's going to be having stuff on sale. Dillon's and all the grocery stores. Now, this calculates to about $75.35 per person.
How much?
$75
hmm.
per person. That's a lot of money for cookout, man.
Seems a bit much.
I mean, I can get
a hamburger is not inexpensive.
No, but I can get a ribeye for $12, $13, $14, you know.
That's just for one person. What if you're having, like you said, this is a party. What if you're having eight people
over?
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
Buying eight ribeyes.
You mean if they're having a party, it's going to be a little more expensive.
Yeah, that's what it says. If you're having friends over and cooking out,
all right, so,
starting to get pretty expensive.
So it goes from $16 per person. How much potato chips? I mean, I'm just trying to calculate here. I think that's a little high. I don't know. Would you spend that much per person on a cookout? I might spend $15, $20. Don't get me wrong. Hamburgers, whatever.
Yeah, you got to buy hamburgers,
buns,
beverage.
Yeah, we're still at about $11.
You're more than that.
Wow. $75. That seems awful high to me. I don't know. Okay.
Apparently, you don't have people over to the house.
No, haven't
took
heavens,
house.
No, yeah. Never. No.
So it's not part of your concern.
I don't have a big place. Well, we don't have a really fancy house, you know, to show off or anything. You know, sometimes it's not very clean in there. No, I better not say that. We'll get into the Bryce Madison thing there. That's inside jokes. At any rate, I'm not going to make fun of my wife's housekeeping, but you know, it's a small house. You've been there.
Yes.
Just you can't entertain many people in my house.
Well, you rely on the kindness. You're like me. You rely on the kindness of others to invite you to their palatial estates.
It's the Blanche,
for the fun. Right.
Blanche Dubois syndrome that, that I always rely on the kindness of strangers.
Right.
That's what I do. And you're the same way. So, you know, you're not going to have a cookout at your house, but you might go over to mom and dad or one of your brothers.
Yes. Now, that's a whole different deal.
Gotcha. See? Bingo. 617 now, Steve and Ted. $75 a person? Seems a little high. 618, Steve and Ted. And,
well, when you take in food and perhaps beverage and perhaps fireworks, nobody's going to want to go to your place if you don't buy a big chunk of fireworks. It starts to add up.
Lead off sports with Ted Woodward talking about, we got Wing Nuts and the Royals in action, and a little surprising news from the Royal camp, right?
Wow.
They got a W.
Yeah. Royals right in the middle of this road trip. Well. They played three in Houston, then they played one game at home. And then they go to Milwaukee for two, and then Seattle for three. It's a four-city road swing, although one of the games was at home. That was yesterday. That was a makeup game for a game that got rained out in April between the Kansas City Royals and the Los Angeles Angels. And the Royals got the pitching they needed to get a win yesterday.
They did.
Of course, you kind of, it's pretty much a given that the Royals aren't going to score many runs, so you got to take advantage of the good pitching when you get it. And the Royals got it yesterday from their youngster, Brad Keller. Let's take a look at some of the action yesterday. You heard it on KFH.
Ned right now clapping his hands as I take a look at that Royals dugout. Ned encouraging the young right-hander. And then Ned, as you know, in the offseason, lives on his ranch in Georgia, so I'm sure he's pretty proud of the way this young man has been pitching from Flowery Branch, Georgia. Pitch, ground ball left side, fielded by Mondesi, across the diamond in time. How about that? Brad Keller, the 22-year-old right-hander from Flowery Branch, Georgia. Seven shutout innings. The Royals lead it 1-0.
How about that? Royals go on to win it 2-0.
And they hung on to the lead.
Yeah, Keller went the strong seven, and then the bullpen finished up the final two for the shutout. Keller, He was acquired from the Arizona Diamondbacks in the Rule 5 draft. And been pretty good for the Royals lately. So nice job by Keller. The Royals get the 2-0 win in that makeup game over the Angels. Now the Royals will head to Milwaukee for an interleague series. A couple of games against the first-place Brewers, the top team in the National League. And then the Royals will head to Seattle for three. So the one game at home turned out to be pretty good. The Royals have struggled at home all season long, but they got a nice win yesterday, 2-0 over the Angels. Pro baseball last night up in Winnipeg, Manitoba for the Wichita Wingnuts, beginning a three-game set up in Canada against the Winnipeg Goldeyes. Jordan Cooper, the former Shocker, with a strong start, and the Wingnuts win it 6-1. Wingnuts have won 9 of their last 10, still 3.5 back in the South Division. Wingnuts at Winnipeg again tonight for game 2 of that three-game set. Hey, the Kansas City Chiefs have a doctor on the roster.
There's a doctor in the house.
Come on, NFL, get with it.
We brought you the story last month of Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif graduating with his medical degree from Montreal's McGill University. Well, Dr. Duvernay-Tardif actually requested a name change to his uniform, asking the NFL to allow him to put Duvernay-Tardif MD on his nameplate on the back of his jersey this upcoming season. But according to Montreal station TVA Sports, the NFL turned him down. The station based out of Duvernay-Tardif's native Quebec says the decision may not be airtight, as the Chiefs offensive lineman, who signed a 5-year extension with Kansas City just last year, is hoping the buzz from his medical school graduation will lead the NFL to reconsider. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Do any of the players have junior or the third or anything like that on their jerseys, I wonder?
My initial take is no.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Fine.
But,
maybe.
You know, the NFL, if they start allowing one thing, then everybody is going to want, I have a law degree. I want Esquire. I want ESQ on the back. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So
right.
They have to draw the line somewhere, I guess.
I'd want Mr. on mine. I don't know.
There you go. Well, we'll see how this all shakes out. You know, we're only about a month away from our daily training camp updates from the Chiefs with Mitch Holthus.
Right.
Starting in late July, we'll have Mitch on every weekday and talking about training camps, and we're only about a month away from that.
Yeah, so we have a good time in the 8 o'clock hours.
So
be ready.
Sure you're here. We'll get that cranked up in about 4 weeks.
Yep.
That's Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, 6:22 now, and keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Todd's going to talk about Laura Ingalls Wilder, not politically correct.
Yeah,
we talked about this yesterday.
More of this story.
Now Todd's going to jump on it today. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.